Hello, and welcome to the Healing No Filter podcast. I'm your host, Laura Renner. I'm an author, a nurse, and frankly, someone who's been through a whole lot. I'm here to provide you with a weekly dose of relatable, no-nonsense methods for healing your mind, body, and all things trauma-related. Now let's dive in. Hi, friends. Welcome to the Healing No Filter podcast. I'm going to do something a little different today. I have been thinking a lot lately about what were the most pivotal things in my healing journey. And what really stood out to me was actually books that I'd read. There are many books over the last few years that deeply impacted me for the better. But there's four books in particular that gave me the wake-up call, the inspiration, and the practical tools to heal my brain and heal my trauma and really just completely change my life for the better. As many of you know, I'm an author of a trauma healing book myself, my book, No, I'm Not Fine, Thank You, My Relentless Journey to Healing Complex Trauma. And I don't know if I would have become an author and written this book and shared my vulnerability through my story if it weren't for these books I'm about to dive into. They gave me the fire under my ass to jump into trauma healing, which led me to sharing my story and ultimately brought me here to this point, which not only was it super therapeutic for me to write this book and share it, but I also know it's impacted a lot of people, which I'm so incredibly grateful for. So super important there. But now I'm going to just dive into these other books because, you know, especially the first one was truly kind of the inflection point in my life where I completely flipped the script on my own life and went deep into trauma healing, which inspired me to write my book and to do all that I'm doing and to do this podcast and everything else, which is great. So these four books got me through the very early parts of my healing journey, which were very shaky grounds at that point in terms of my mental and physical health. These were truly game changers in my life and my healing journey that just helped me so significantly that I really just feel compelled to share them. And I understand not everyone is a reader. Trust me, I know. But just so you know, these are all available as audiobooks. And I actually listened to all of these as audiobooks, so I haven't technically read them. I've listened to all of them. And some of that was, you know, because it was the early phases of my brain injury recovery, and reading just wasn't an option. But also, I like audiobooks. Audiobooks are great. I'll pop them on when I'm in the car, while I'm cleaning, going for a walk. You pick back up right where you left off. And I feel like sometimes I absorb the information better when I'm listening as opposed to reading. So here are my top four books that really were just the ultimate game changers in my healing journey. So number one is Waking the Tiger by Peter Levine. So this was the first book that I listened to, read, whatever you want to say, during my, you know, just kind of wake up call February, early trauma heal, or early traumatic brain injury healing days. And this book just fucking opened up my eyes and just blew my life wide open in the best way. It truly allowed me to understand trauma and understand that I had trauma. And it really explained a lot of me and my behaviors and what I experienced in my body. And it allowed me to really connect a lot of the dots that I didn't even realize I needed to connect, which was super important. So Peter Levine, the author, he breaks down how trauma is not just a mental health issue, but it deeply affects the body and is a result of incomplete physiological and psychological responses to threats of danger. This book also really goes deep into the nervous system and its role in trauma, which is huge. So fucking powerful. And it really exposed me to really even kind of what the nervous system is, which obviously, if you listen to my other episodes, you know I'm all about that nervous system regulation. So this was very important for me here. He also introduced me to somatic experiencing. And he talks about this a lot in this book, which is a trauma healing modality that I've discussed in previous episodes because it was a fucking true game changer for me. Not only did I experienced a lot of physical trauma to my body, but also my body was holding on to so much because I had all of this unhealed trauma from childhood all the way through adulthood. and so somatic experiencing allowed my body to work through these events instead of being and feeling stuck within them. So somatic experiencing was the first trauma healing modality that I tried, and I very quickly experienced significant decreases in my anxiety, in muscle tension, in pain in my body, and just felt for the first time in many, many years the ability to get to states of calmness and peace that I'd really never experienced before. So Peter Levine gives a ton of well-studied and well-utilized examples of how to establish safety within the body to allow for these trauma resolutions to take place, as well as the importance of the mind-body connection. And he also just does a really good job of empowering readers to take an active role in their recovery. This was a great starting point for me that made trauma healing feel less overwhelming and also gave me that power back, because I really felt like at the beginning, so powerless, and just that I was, you know, a victim to my trauma. But it really allowed me to really reframe that and take my power back. And also, it was a lot less overwhelming because with somatic experiencing, you don't have to just dive straight into the traumatic memories of events, which is very powerful. Somatic experiencing is really just an amazing therapeutic modality that to me felt like a more gentle approach in many ways, because it was all about establishing safety within my body, establishing safety within my nervous system, and safety with a therapist, which all of that takes time. So you can't really rush into anything. You can't do anything before your body or your brain is ready, which I think is really big. And it's also just super powerful healing. You know, at first, my sessions really just started with becoming aware of sensations in my body, which was new. So this was hard. I spent so many decades tuning out of my body as a protective mechanism as a result of trauma. So now at this point, I'm learning how to feel again, pretty much. And, you know, I remember that first moment in my first session where my body felt safe enough to release, to kind of let go of these traumatic events, which was wild. I remember feeling these kind of rushes of like heat and cold and this like heaviness almost just like leaving my body. And I started to get a little shaky, like kind of jittery, which was completely involuntary, as my body was, you know, releasing these stored traumatic events that had been looping over and over and over again. I also had especially profound releases, where one in particular, where my whole body felt like it was just moving like crazy. My eyes were darting all over the place. My arms and legs were all shaking. The muscles in my face were going fucking haywire. But it didn't feel scary, which I feel like is really important to emphasize. It didn't feel scary at all. It truly just felt like my body was working through some major shit that it had been holding on to and was now allowing it to let go and basically kind of like process these experiences in this way. And then immediately after, you know, this had gone on for maybe a couple minutes, I just felt lighter. I felt freer and I felt relieved. Like, oh my God, this emotional wave of relief came over me and I cried, but not, you know, sad tears. It felt more like fucking finally we can let this go tears, which was truly amazing. So not only did this book give me the courage and desire to really start moving down my trauma healing path, but it gave me so much hope that I wasn't too broken or too far gone to be able to heal, that I can do this, and that it didn't have to be an awful experience. So overall, this was such a powerful book, Waking the Tiger. I highly recommend it. You know, it was very helpful for my healing and for thousands of others. There's a lot of testimonials online that you can find. It is super well researched, but also not super sciencey. And just overall, really profound healing can come from this book. Number two is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Joe Dispenza. So this book is all about changing your mind and your brain. And he explains what the difference is between the two, your mind and your brain. And also explains how to quite literally break the habits that you've built over your lifetime of your thoughts, your actions that are holding you back from the life that you really desire and your true potential. So there's a lot of explanation of neuroscience, the power of neuroplasticity, and how to use that for your advantage. There's two big pieces here that I really love about this book. One is how there is so much practical implementation steps for breaking the habits of your thoughts, emotions, and shit you do on autopilot that you don't want to do anymore. And also, he discusses how so much of this rides on meditation, which I fucking love. I fucking love meditation. But he breaks down how meditation is so huge and so paramount when it comes to rewiring your brain, changing your mindset, and altering your life for the better. This book was really instrumental in, you know, my brain healing when I thought, you know, fuck, I'm never going to be able to do math again. I'm never going to be able to be independent or speak normally. And I would follow his meditation steps and visualize my healed self so that I could actually believe it was possible for me, which obviously worked because here I am. And, but also he really just goes into how through deep meditation, you can really kind of let go of really deep emotions that are harmful and kind of gather the why and how to get through it, like, you know, anger, resentment, sadness, fear, things like that. This was also my first real kind of exposure to quantum physics, which I found personally fascinating and felt this gave me a very different perspective of what I would have called before total woo-woo shit that's actually science-backed, which made it a lot easier for me to believe and accept those concepts and really kind of utilize them in my own life. There's also a lot of emphasis on a holistic approach to healing and personal transformation through, you know, considering physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of yourself, which I also love because it really isn't just healing one thing. It is really all encompassing everything to truly heal. So this was another audiobook for me because, again, still wasn't really reading at this time. And I feel that it made a huge difference in my life and opened me up to more possibility and expansion beyond my logical left brain self, which all in all was actually very crucial to my brain healing, but also my trauma healing. I also really loved the narrator's voice. I enjoyed that, so that doesn't hurt either. So this book, you know, felt like a really good beginner's deep dive into the mind and how to stop doing the shit that you don't want to do anymore, that you're done with and ready to move on from. I actually still use his meditations. There's quite a few on YouTube, actually, that are free that get me to a really deep hypnotic meditative state. So if you're tired of your anxious thought loops that you can't seem to break out of, or you just feel stuck in some way in your life, this is a really great book to help nudge you in a different direction and give you the practical tools to help you get there. So number three, next I have Unleash the Power Within by Tony Robbins, which I think, so this is an audiobook. I don't even think it's available outside of audio version because I'm pretty sure it's just a speaking event from one of his seminars. But trust me, it was good. So I'll be honest, I was so not into Tony Robbins at first. I thought, who the fuck does this guy think he is? And why do so many people absolutely love him? I just didn't get it. But I knew so many people, so many celebrities and athletes and high power people, people in the personal development space, give so much regard to Tony Robbins as, you know, the catalyst to changing their lives for the better. So I looked up his books, a bunch of them. I just didn't really vibe with the descriptions and whatever, but I was really drawn to this title and it had really good reviews and was only 6 hours long, which for an audiobook, not that bad. So I just decided, fuck it, I'll give it a go. And it was absolutely worth it, I will say. His examples from himself and working with his clients gave me such needed reframes of how I was viewing life that I'd never heard before, that really just sunk in and stuck with me in the best way. You know, I felt like everything was happening to me and I had no control. And I was really living in a lot of victimhood in so many different ways of my life. And I was able to really reframe that mindset and just kind of give it up and really just look at things differently, which was very powerful. So Tony Robbins, if you're not really familiar, he's a bold dude. Some of his methods, I don't know, kind of seem a little dickish. I don't really know how else to describe it, but he will kind of like put people on the spot and just makes them deal with their shit. So it can come across as, you know, really direct and maybe a little asshole-like, but they work, which is really cool. He really, you know, in this audiobook seminar, whatever you want to call it, he really covers a lot of ground with a lot of different things with mindset. But the big takeaways for me were how to cultivate a mindset of empowerment, success, and fulfillment, which were all things that I really needed. He also is a performance coach, and gives a lot of strategies to maximize performance in really whatever area of your life that you want. A lot of that comes down to just being really clear on your goals, creating habits to support these goals, and consistently taking action to make these goals a reality. And I needed this kind of breakdown for me because my goals always seemed so out of reach, and I'd get caught up in the how. Like, how do I even get there? Kind of almost, you know, shutting myself down before I'd even start. And I even did that with the early stages of my book. I thought, who the fuck am I to write and publish a book? And got so in my head about it. But this audiobook really helped me to reframe that and to break down my goals into smaller, simpler, actionable steps that got me closer to my goals of writing and publishing my book. And I was able to do it and feel so much differently than I felt from the start. He also talks a lot about stepping outside of your comfort zone and embracing challenges, which I've learned to like, maybe love, I don't know, but at minimum, accept as reality of my life and getting to my ultimately to my goals. So my anxiety used to hold me back so much in so many ways. My mind would just shut me down constantly. So I felt like I couldn't even start something new because I felt like I'd already failed before I'd even started. So Tony Robbins gives many examples of ways to reframe this kind of anxious, shitty style of thinking that I was totally all about at that time, that was keeping me down and has really done wonders for me in so many ways. So this one is very mindset focused, very strategy focused, and it allows you to really kind of tailor all of this to you specifically, to what you individually want. And also, again, it's not that long. It's 6 hours, which you can break that up into really not that much time, which is great. I will give the disclaimer, though, that, you know, my new to the personal development space mind at the time had a really hard time with how into him and his jokes the audience was, which is crazy. And I know that may sound kind of weird, but, you know, you can kind of hear like the audience laughing and repeating things he says on cues. And at first I was like, the fuck is this? And I even felt embarrassment for these people. Like, I was thinking, like, what losers? This was truly what I thought at the time, because in my life, I never would have gone to a personal development seminar. No way. And I would have never just like spoken up like that and felt comfortable doing that without just fully feeling stupid. I'm so not in this place of thinking anymore, thankfully. But I was really turned off to that at first because it was just new to me and it was different and it was not like anything I'd ever really experienced before. But then with some time, I was able to be like, okay, no, this is actually good stuff. He's got a lot of wisdom here and value, so I'll keep listening. So know that going into it, I, you know, had many moments, especially the beginning, of eye rolls to myself of just like, what the fuck? Like, this is so cheesy and hokey. But actually, there is really a ton of value that he provides. And actually, I feel like it was the most significant turning point in my mindset development phase of recognizing where my mind and my thoughts were and how those weren't helping me and how to shift toward my current mindset and evolving mindset, which is way more supportive of my current life and my goals. So that's that one. Number four, my last one, is Happy Days by Gabby Bernstein. So I'll be honest, I had no idea who Gabby Bernstein was. If you don't know who she is either, she is a multiple times over best-selling author and motivational speaker. She was on Oprah, I think, a bunch of times, super well known in the personal development space and spiritual world. I had no idea who she was, but I Googled best books for trauma healing way back when, and her book Happy Days came up. So I said, sure, let's go for it. Went for the audio as well for this one. But this book is actually very different from the rest of her other books. This one is super vulnerable and talks about a lot of heavy shit, whereas the others are a little bit more lighthearted, I guess I could say, and really just kind of like spiritual guides, very spiritually heavy focused, to better your life, you could say. But there are some spiritual components here, mostly in regards to, you know, trusting in a higher power or the universe, can't talk, trusting into something like that. But that's also not the bulk of the book here. The big focal point is forgiveness that really hit home for me, because that was something that I really struggled with. But this book allowed me to use forgiveness as a way to liberate myself and heal and move on from staying stuck in the past. She definitely talks about the importance of cultivating inner peace, gratitude, and having self-compassion, which also all good things. But the self-compassion piece in particular was very huge for me. I got very caught up in my own trauma and feeling guilty and ashamed, even though none of it was my fault. And being compassionate toward yourself, especially as you're healing and as big emotions and big feelings are coming up, is so clutch. I've had many days over the last couple of years of just straight up feeling like shit and crying. And now I'm able to have compassion for myself and be like, it's okay. I understand why I'm feeling this way. And it's okay to feel this way, because I used to make myself feel bad about it. Like, oh, this means I'm regressing, or this is bad, or this is showing that I'm not good enough, or whatever, whatever. I was creating these stories. And she allowed me to really see the importance and benefits of having self-compassion and allowing, because naturally this shit is going to come up. There's going to be bad days, and allowing myself to be compassionate and show compassion towards myself really allows me to feel better during those times and really be able to focus on how releasing these emotions is a good thing. And it's totally okay to be in that kind of space. So she's really great at giving tips for how to do this for yourself. And really, you know, this was my first time fully understanding at all how to be compassionate toward myself. And it's really been pretty profound for me. This to me was a great book for acknowledging the trauma that happened in my own life and how to not let it be this big thing that just completely defines me. And also how to start freeing myself from the pain of it all. This was really just super potent, super powerful. It really opened up my eyes to the compassion piece, the forgiveness piece, and just how significant that was in my healing, because those were things that I'd heard before, but didn't really resonate until I listened to this book. And I was able to see, oh no, this is needed. And I've been able to implement it in my own life, and it's made a huge difference. And finally, I have a fifth one, which I just realized I think I've said four this entire time, which, whoops, there's five. Oops. So the fifth one, this is the final one that I'm going to talk about, is Fuck Your Feelings by Ryan Muncy. So this is a self-help book that's all about mastering your mind and your emotions. Also, A+ title. Good job, Ryan Muncy. Great attention grabber. So this is definitely a kick you in the ass kind of book. What I especially love is the practicality of this book. There's, like, you know, the other ones have a lot of practical tips, but I feel like this one especially does. The author talks a lot about pushing past discomfort and how to do that. And also how taking care of your physical health through, you know, nutrition, sleep, exercise, and managing stress is of utmost importance to mastering your emotions and your mind. He gives plenty of research-based practical strategies for mindfulness, for cognitive reframing, and breathing, which is super huge, to cultivate emotional resilience and mental toughness. This is really when I got deep on the deep breathing train and recognized the importance, because he really breaks down pretty easily the science of it and the research and the why it's so important. And this really kind of stuck with me in a way that it hadn't before, which was big. I think it's also important to recognize, I will say, I mentioned emotional resilience and mental toughness, that people go fucking all in on mental toughness, which I agree with to a point. I also think it is important to listen to your body and listen to how you feel. Feelings are there for a reason. Sometimes they're learned and they're conditioned based on responses and things that we learned in childhood, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes they are really valid, and they're always valid. I'm not saying that they're invalid, but, you know, instead of just focusing purely on, like, don't pay attention to your feelings, they don't matter, I don't really fully align with that. The point of Fuck Your Feelings in this book is more about the learned feelings of, you know, like avoiding discomfort always and getting stuck in the thoughts and feelings of things like anxiety and depression and negative thinking and how to break out of that. These are all very important. But I do want to stress that I'm not suggesting you go overboard on crazy intense discipline and hating your life, like it can be suggested by a lot of people in this space. There is a balance here. So I love how in this book, the author gives practical strategies that you can use or not. Take what you want, leave what you don't. This book, I will say, provided me with a lot of, okay, shit, I can take action on this steps, you know, at a time that I really felt stuck and that I wasn't making progress in the ways that I wanted to. Mostly in a lot of ways when it came to my negative and anxious mindset. I'm a reasonably disciplined person, but I'm not down for the extreme discipline. That's just not me. That's been a past part of me that came from a place of, frankly, trauma, frankly, a lot of perfectionism and need to be productive, to feel valued. So I kind of walk a fine line with this, but I do believe there are a ton of really valuable nuggets of wisdom that can help you get out of patterns you don't want or stuckness and create the mental and physical habits that allow you to live a happier and more fulfilling life. I'm also all about supporting yourself through supporting your body, which he really talks about a lot. If you feel like shit, you are going to think like shit, and it's going to be a lot harder to just be crushing it at life or crushing it in your healing journey, whatever you're focusing on, or even just to get through tough times in general. So whether this book inspires you to be successful as fuck and hit your peak performance levels, that's great. Or you can take some of the strategies to build an empowering, resilient mindset that helps you heal, helps you feel better and reach your goals, which is ultimately how I used it. This also really was kind of my first initial exposure to cold water therapy. I felt like that was really important. And that was something that I started learning a lot more about in terms of regulating your nervous system. And so that's just one of the many, many very, very practical tools that are given throughout this book that are all, again, research-based, all really helpful. And the beauty of it is he provides so much of this that he's gone through himself. So he talks about his personal experience with it, but also he provides so much stuff that, again, you don't have to implement everything. But even if you just implement little bits of what he's talking about in terms of mindset strategies or in terms of supporting your physical health, that's huge. That can make a big difference in your life, your healing, whatever your focus is. So really enjoyed this book. It's also funny, which I always love a book that provides a little humor, especially with kind of more serious elements. So that's all I got. Those are my top five. I will also list them in the show notes. So if you feel like, yes, I want to dive into one or all of these, get after it. I fully support that. Like I said earlier, all of these books really provided me with significant impact at times that I really desperately needed them. They allowed me to change the trajectory of my life toward healing and bettering myself in ways that I really truly just needed so deeply and so desperately that I didn't even realize. So I really hope you found this helpful. And let me know if you've read any of these already and what your thoughts were, or if you decide to start one. I'd love to know your thoughts and your takeaways. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you found this helpful, and I'll see you next time.